26 minutes past seven on Wednesday night's Arena. Some of you listening may have time in your hands. Some of you, of course, may not. But chances are that many of you have contemplated creative writing and indeed creative writing courses of some form or another at some point along the way. Well, the UCD Festival at Home takes place this weekend. And on Friday, the writer and performer Dave Rudden will take part in the Masters of Their Art event, which will look at approaches to creative writing and ask whether you need to have studied creative writing to be successful at it. Dave Rudden joins me now on the line, along with the writer Hazel Gerner, who might give us a slightly different perspective on creative writing courses. And we will discuss about what can be gained or indeed not gained from the courses themselves. Dave, we'll start with you. You did the creative writing MA in UCD. Now, just give us the chronology of this. You'd been writing for a while at the time.
Yes, so I started off doing spoken word nights around Dublin. We're kind of lucky in Dublin that it has a great spoken word and live poetry scene. So that's where I started with small pieces of fiction and poetry. And it was maybe about 3 years into doing this, I'd gotten a couple of small publications in journals. And I thought, OK, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be serious with being an author, I need someone else to tell me I'm good. So I applied for the Creative Writing Masters in UCD.
So was it about really seeking some kind of affirmation? Was that the initial impetus?
There was a few different things. Like I was going to writing groups. I had gone to some writing classes and I thought, now I was nowhere near thinking I was in any way good, but I thought that like maybe if I worked at this, I might be able to make something of it. And I knew for myself, somebody who was only writing when it felt good and when it was easy, that if I was going to do this, I had to be really serious about it. So the masters in UCD, I had gone to the launch of Colin Barrett's Young Skins in Hodge and Figgis, and I heard the then head of the course, James Ryan, speak. And I was just blown away by his compassion and incisiveness. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try this course and see whether I could get in. I actually didn't think that I would. And it kind of all went from there.
And you know, given what area did you want to write in, first of all? And was there something specifically with the MA, with the UCD course, rather the UCD MA, that made you think, yeah, this is the course for me? Apart from that, obviously, inspiring speech from James Ryan at that launch.
Yeah, I think that one of the most important things when you're getting started off, not even with a master's, is looking at the course that's there and deciding whether it's right for you. And so I knew, I was kind of lucky that I've always known I wanted to write fantasy and science fiction. And I was able to look at the different masters in different universities and see which ones had a module on that. And so UCD had a folklore and fantasy module taught by Eilish Na Gcuimhne. And so that really kind of sealed it for me that this was something that I could work with.
Hazel Gerner there then. Now, you're not part of this event in UCD, Hazel, but we wanted to get a different perspective on perhaps the creative writing courses and routes into writing. Your story, your arrival at writing is different from Dave's. Give us a sense of how you got there.
A little bit different, yes. So I came to writing very much as a second career. My first novel was self-published, and I suppose my master's, if you want to look at it that way, was sort of sitting down at the kitchen table early in the morning before my children woke up and just writing as many words as I could get down within the time that I had available to me. And it was very much a leap of faith, I think, self-publishing that first novel. And part of that was allowing me the creative freedom, I think, to then write a second novel. My ultimate goal was to have a traditional Big Five publisher, which is what I subsequently achieved with the first and second novels going to HarperCollins in the US. So I suppose my apprenticeship was writing that first book and learning how to do that, learning what it takes to have the discipline to sit and write when we don't have time. You know, lots of people are talking about having time now to write their novel in lockdown, and I'm wondering where on earth they're finding that time from, because I seem to have less time than ever. But it's, I think a lot of writing, of course, there's the craft of actually getting the words out of your head and onto the page, but a lot of it is also understanding the discipline, the hard work, the self-belief that it takes to keep writing.
Do you think, though, in some ways, perhaps then, Hazel, the fact that you came to writing as a second career, you had another career behind you, and I presume with at least the level of success that you were getting in and out of work every day and keeping your family life, balancing all of that at the same time, do you think that you came to writing a little bit later on, that perhaps the experiences that you had had in your previous job fed into it as a kind of a training? What was the previous job, by the way, if you don't mind me asking that?
Yeah, so I worked in professional services firms, accountancy firms, law firms in London and then in Dublin when I moved to Ireland in 2001. So I think I had very good grounding in, I suppose, the business aspect of publishing. And I think we often overlook that when we're talking about creative writing. You know, there is that lovely art, you know, finding your story, finding your voice, crafting beautiful prose on the page. But then there is a process of getting that story into readers' hands. And that is very much a business. I think my previous career has really helped me to understand the business side of publishing. And that's where I think sometimes writing courses can be really helpful, as well as helping on the craft side, the business side of publishing and the nuts and bolts of that.
Was that part of the course in UCD, Dave? Did you get much of a sense or much of an idea of how to literally go about this, you know, how to present your material, how to get an agent, how to get a publisher, how to move things in that direction? How important was that in the course?
Yes, so I mean the discipline that Hazel speaks about is something that I entirely lacked until I did this whole getting up in the early in the morning thing. I just completely didn't have it. I was a dishevelled, useless poet basically. And when I got into the masters, I suddenly, you know, I spent quite a lot of money getting in there. I had to take it really seriously, and we were very lucky that the course was focused on your work and it was focused on telling a story. It wasn't a sort of a factory line for producing writers, but we did have publishers and authors and agents come in and speak to us and give us a sense of continuity that we were, I think you're just as legitimate a writer if all you want to do is write for yourself and want to keep your work hidden. But if you do want to get published, there is a whole industry and ecosystem out there that you have to become a part of and you have to learn about. And the masters started me very much on that road, just this idea that you weren't writing for yourself, you were writing for an audience. And in particular, there is a gap between what you think you are saying and what people are reading on the page, and how to narrow that gap and be aware of what you're saying constantly. So that was really useful.
Yeah, I'm wondering, again, Hazel, in terms of your previous occupation, you talked about you're involved in accountancy. You know, I'm thinking of writing up a report, an accountant's report, perhaps on a balance sheet or something like that. The last thing you want in that is detail that doesn't need to be there. You need to be very precise in how you're in the type of descriptions that you would use and how you would present things, in any kind of presentation in a professional sense. Did you have those sort of skills coming to sitting down at the table early in the morning before the rest of the family got up?
I think so, yeah. And certainly I learnt a healthy level of brevity from working for a law firm, you know, what being very precise about what's on the page and stripping out what doesn't need to be there. So although I never intended at that point in my life to blend that into a creative writing career, and it seems like the two do not go together at all, but I think it was discipline, yeah, sort of looking at what did I really want to say and how to say it in the most effective way. And I think whether that's in a legal format or in a creative format, it's good discipline. And I also think, actually, I've been a voracious reader all of my life. And I think sometimes we don't often talk enough about how important it is to read when you're being a writer, to learn and absorb from how everybody else does it. And I'm sure Dave's the same. We're all magpies, really, and we're all fascinated endlessly. I'm just publishing my 9th novel and I'm endlessly fascinated by how anyone else does it. I want to be reassured that they're still struggling 8 and 9 books in. And I think that's where being amongst other writers in a writing course can give you that sense of, oh, yeah, okay, it's not just me. And that's really reassuring. And that's a really great part of participating in a creative writing event, whether that's online, listening to people being in a classroom, which we used to do in days gone by, however it is that you best want to absorb, just interact with the community and sort of learn by osmosis as well as by writing.
Yeah, and what's interesting in that respect is even though you didn't come through a writing course situation yourself, Hazel, you teach now and you're a mentor through something called the Inspiration Project. What's involved there?
Yeah, so again, this is something that I set up with two other writers in Ireland, Carmel Harrington and Catherine Ryan Howard. And the three of us all came to writing through these sort of very different circuitous routes. And we've all achieved success internationally. And we sat down and said, you know, what would have been really helpful to us starting out? What do we wish we had known at the beginning that would have helped? So we started the Inspiration Project very much with that in mind, to be very honest and sort of remove some of the mystique around a career as a writer and what does the editorial process actually look like? What does an acquisitions meeting look like? So we've had over 100 people at various events around the country over the last couple of years. We've had to now move obviously a lot of that online, so we're doing a monthly blog called the Inspiration Diaries, where we sort of share an insight into how we're managing to write through lockdown, and three aspiring writers as well who are being very honest, and people are loving hearing how they're approaching this as well. So the Inspiration Project has been our sort of way to give back to the writing community what we wish we'd had, if you like, when we started out as naive young things a long time ago.
And the inspirationproject.ie is the website there, am I right with that? Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Dave, again, Hazel brings up something interesting in that when she talks about honesty and being honest with each other. This is something that I often wonder about in a writing course or indeed workshops of any kind, where you have your compatriots critiquing your work, and they need to be honest in their critique, but they need to also not tear the bottom out of you, you know, so that your confidence is shattered.
Yeah, I mean, this is something I really feel you can learn, and this is something that made me very glad that my first experience of getting edited was not the Masters, because when I went in, I was able to say to people, look, tear it to shreds, I need to know what's good and what's bad, because otherwise I can't get better. And that had been built from, you know, getting up in pubs and telling stories or doing poetry and having people, you know, boo or throw things, or and learning that kind of on the fly. And this is, you know, people talk about the, you know, this kind of the construction criticism sandwich, where you say one good thing, one bad thing, one good thing, and how you maybe ask questions as opposed to saying this doesn't make any sense, or just going, what were you trying to do here, as opposed to what you're doing? And like, it never goes away. I got copy edits for a short story today, and I took one look at it and I had to put the file hidden somewhere in my computer, and I was like, that's a tomorrow problem. But yeah, just have to be like, I teach a lot of creative writing classes, especially with young people, and there is a way to tell them what's not working and show them that this is not a flaw in their story, but it's an opportunity to show off, it's an opportunity to get better. And you know, you will get people who come to writing courses not to be criticized, but to tell you how good they are. And what Hazel was saying about reading, and like, you get people saying, oh, I don't read other people's books, I wouldn't want to pollute my talent. And you're like,
right.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, well, maybe read it and don't let it pollute your talent. Just get on with your own thing then after that might be a good idea. That's Dave Rudden and Hazel Gaynor speaking to me there. And as I said, you can find out more about Hazel's Inspiration Project on inspirationproject.ie. Meanwhile, Masters of Their Art, which Dave Rudden will be taking part in, it's part of the UCD Festival at Home. It kicks off tomorrow, 21st of May, runs through until Saturday the 23rd. Dave Rudden in conversation with Anne Griffin and Helen Cullen on Friday the 22nd from 6 through until 7. And you can register on festival.ucd.ie.